Wednesday, and it will be another day like yesterday, and there will be that smoke over us, way above us, you know, over 20,000 feet from those fires out west. They will not affect us as far as health is concerned. Now, the temps will be in the low 70s today. It'll be fair tonight. Partly cloudy 70s Thursday. A cold front will be moving through Friday morning. Clouds, some sun, windy, cool in the 60s. Now, this is the last weekend of summer 2020. It'll be fall-like. Sunny, 60s during the day, and 40s at night. So prepare accordingly. Hurricane Sally is a Cat 2 with 110-mile-per-hour winds will move ashore near Mobile, Alabama. Rain and wind will gradually decrease but spread east through the southeastern states through Friday. Then we have Hurricane Teddy in the south-central Atlantic with 90-mile-per-hour winds. He's moving northwest, and he could affect Bermuda early next week. The infamous Euro model wants to bring it to easternmost New England early next week. It is the only model doing that. But yesterday, the ICOM model was indicating that track. It has backed off this morning. So what it indicates, you know, we have to watch it. New system off Africa will likely become Wilford, and that will be moving westward days and days away. And then we'll move on to the Greek alphabet because we ran out of the American alphabet. That happened back in 2005, but it didn't happen until the middle part of October. Well, the long-range winter forecast is done by yours truly. I will be discussing that in detail next month, but in case you're wondering, a super storm is possible. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. Remember, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.